So let me say, remind everybody.
to cut to the chase.
What's his name? Young Bill, young firefighter.
Please. Call the House Committee on Healthcare to order. February 10th. I expect we'll be able to be out pretty quickly if everybody sits still for.
No one told me anything.
5 minutes.
Are you staying?
I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 4107. Madam Administrator, what have we got?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4107 had a public hearing on Monday the 8th. This is Representative Davis's bill. You recall it prohibits the Oregon Health Authority from retroactively changing the terms of a contract with a coordinated care organization unless specified conditions are met, and those conditions are outlined in the bill. It takes effect on the 91st day following adjournment sine die. We have a dash one amendment before us. That dash one amendment adds the global budget paid to a CCO as part of the requirement that the OHA must give at least 60 days advance notice of any proposed amendments to existing or to be renewed contracts between OHA and CCO. We do, the committee, if they so choose, need to adopt the dash one. We have the fiscal and the revenue. The fiscal is a statement, but it is a statement of explanation, not an actual fiscal impact on the bill.
And the dash one amendment is the amendment that puts federal statute into the bill.
Yes.
It brings OHA neutral on the bill.
Correct.
So can I have a motion, please?
Yes, you can. Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that the committee adopt the dash one amendment to House Bill 4107, dated February 9th, 2016.
Representative Noth moves that we add the dash one amendment dated 2/9/16 to House Bill 4107. I said before, I think a four-word amendment or something. Is that right?
Excuse me?
That's like a four-word amendment. Is that right?
Actually, one, two.
Okay, a couple more.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 words.
Yeah, all right. It's a 9-word amendment. Is there any discussion on the amendment? It simply changed some words about a demand letter from the federal government to a federal statute. Any objection? So moved. Motion on the bill?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that the committee adopt House Bill 4107 as amended and send to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Noth moves that we adopt send House Bill 4107 to the floor with a due pass as amended, with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Pete Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lightley?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Excuse.
Representative Bueller?
Yes.
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Representative Kinnemer?
Aye.
Vice Chair Newton?
Aye. Yes.
And Chair Greenlee.
Yes. Motion carries. 4107 is on its way to the floor. Representative Davis will carry it. Close the work session on House Bill 4107. And open a work session on House Bill 4017.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4017 requires the Department of DCBS, in collaboration with the Oregon Health Authority and Stakeholder Advisory Group, to create a blueprint for the basic health program. We adopted the dash fours, the dash fives, and the dash sevens. We have fiscals on each of those amendments. Due to the fiscal on the bill, the committee will have to move the bill to Ways and Means, and we have prior approval from the speaker to do that.
There are two separate phases to this bill. One is the question of doing the blueprint for the basic health plan, and the other is simply coordinating Oregon's response to 1332 waivers, all those responses going through DCBS in conjunction with other state agencies. There was some question about whether this bill gives DCBS the ability to submit the basic health plan after they informing us without coming back to us. We asked was counsel for an opinion on that. We got a formal opinion we talked about, I think, at that last meeting, that they do not have the authority to submit the basic health plan after they present it to us, that we need to give them the authority to do that. They do have the authority, the same authority they have now for any other 1332 waiver, which they have now. And all it does, all we're changing in the 1332 waiver part of the bill was coordinating them all through DCBS. So I just wanted to put that on the record. Whoever carries this on the floor will put it on the record on the floor as well.
It's going to Ways and Means.
Oh, it's going to Ways and Means. Great. Is there any discussion? Well, let's get a motion for the bill.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move House Bill 4017 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, but the bill be referred to Committee on Ways and Means.
President Notes moves that we send House Bill 4017 to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended with earlier amendments, but that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion on the? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chair Greenlick. I want to say that I appreciate all the advocates that have worked very hard on this bill for a couple of sessions, and having the inclusion of adult dental to be at least considered but not guaranteed in the bill. I appreciate that a lot. However, I do have concern with the bill. I appreciate the fact that we've got the LC. That was one of the concerns, that this bill may not come back to the legislature for verification. It looks like the legislative council's opinion is that it will. That still doesn't relieve me from my concern that in 1994, Oregon entered kind of out of what is commonly referred to as a welfare coverage into the Oregon Health Plan. And they stayed with that plan for about 15 years. And then discussions started talking about what's the next step, what's the next transformation. That transformation was planned starting around 2010, 2011, and it became our CCO model. I was involved with for 15 years on the medical dental directors with the OHP plans, and for 3 years with the CCO discussions on several different committees. And have been supportive of the CCO model. I believe, for me, that this step is too much too quickly. And so I will be opposing the basic health plan because the transformation that this would put on our health care providers out there, I think, is too great right now. We're having struggles in many parts of the states, particularly rural parts of the states, to have primary care providers to meet the need that is there currently. We've got this would potentially go into the exchange. Across the nation, we have a lot of problems with the exchange, with some failures. We heard testimony on some struggles with that. And so my opposition to it is just that I believe that this type of transformation, we are not ready for it yet, and I would like to see more concentration on mental health.
Is there any other discussion on the motion?
Yes. Yeah.
Representative Bueller.
Thank you, Chair Greenlick. I will also be a no, primarily because I think we're studying the wrong problem with this task force. I think before we consider making more commitments, we are assured that the state of Oregon can pay for the liabilities that we already have. And with the big Medicaid deficit that we foresee right now in 2017, I think we should be studying how we're going to resolve that and not adding more commitments.
Representative Kenny Geyer.
I'd like to add to the discussion. Thank you. I want to clarify, because I wasn't sure from the previous two statements if this is really clear, that we are not making a commitment to instituting a basic health program. What this bill requests is a blueprint, because when we wanted to look at last year, how do we cover some of our major gaps in healthcare coverage, the two main ones being the population that's between 138% of federal poverty level and 200%, which do have premium assistance through ACA. The problem is that something like 60% of them are not currently doing that because it's still priced too high for them. So the idea was, how do we capture more of those people, and how do we offer some assistance to immigrants who are here legally but have to wait for 5 years before they have access to the federal marketplace or Oregon Health Plan. So they are totally without any kind of assistance at all. And we know that those are many of the gaps that we're facing in our community. So when we tried to pass this last year, the fiscal was taken out of it, and we were not able to see whether the, some of the assumptions that we used about how do we take the money in a basic health program, the 95% that would go to the premiums if they're currently on the exchange, and get transferred over to this program where we might have some more innovation to cover more people, how would we do that? The idea was, well, let's do somewhere between providers getting paid 100% in the commercial market and 0% when people don't have any kind of insurance at all, and 65% or so when they're on Medicaid. How do we do that? The idea is, well, maybe somewhere in between, maybe somewhere around 81%. So at least they're getting something. But we don't really know unless we can do the Wakely report and find out what the numbers really are. So we worked out a lot of different conceptual ideas, not only how to increase coverage, but also how do we include more people on this transformation CCO model? CCOs could offer it. Other health plans could offer it more in a CCO model. So this could be something that could really drive transformation. I want to repeat that there was no commitment to start a basic health plan because we don't have, first of all, we don't have the waiver from the U.S. government, which we'd have to apply for, and we don't have actual numbers. This bill is to allow, it has a fiscal to allow us to do a blueprint so that in addition to the conceptual plan we laid out, there's actually some numbers, and we update the Wakely report, which is already several years old. So I am strongly in support of this. We need to do everything we can, both to increase the number of people that have some assistance when they're at the low end of the economy, and to see how can we use every tool we have out there to continue to drive people toward a global market and transformation. Lastly, I would say we looked a lot at the volatility of the market, which is something that you've correctly brought up as should be our concern. And we said this has to be offered through the marketplace. There have to be at least two programs because that is one of the ACA requirements. So people have choice. That has to be offered through the marketplace, and there will continue to be an agent fee, and that is the way that we can actually bring more people into the marketplace and stabilize it as opposed to putting it at risk. So for those three reasons, I'm a very strong yes.
Any other discussion on the motion? Could you please call the roll?
Representative Bueller?
No.
Representative Klim?
Aye.
Representative Kenemer?
No.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Widener?
Excuse.
Representative, Vice Chair Hayden?
No.
Vice Chair Nose?
Aye.
And Chair Green.
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 4017 is on its way to Ways and Means. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 4017. Open up a work session on House Bill 4030. Madam Administrator, what have we got?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 4030. We had a work session on Monday. We adopted the Dash 1 amendments and the Dash 2 amendments. You'll recall this bill requires the Oregon Health Authority to amend the Medicaid state plan to implement programs to increase medical assistance reimbursement paid to public providers of the emergency medical services, specifies requirements of the program, declares an emergency effective on passage. The Dash 1 amendment changes the bill to convene a work group to develop recommendations. The Dash 2 amendment specified the type of emergency medical service providers to be included and directs OHA to adjust the Medicaid state plan if CMS is to deny approval of the waiver amendment. This bill also, I have the fiscal and the revenue on the Dash 1 and 2s. It, too, is required to go down to Ways and Means, and we do have permission for the committee to do that.
Ready?
Ready for a motion.
Sir, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move House Bill 4030 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and the bill will be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 4030 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. My understanding is those amendments made everybody at least neutral on it.
Yes, sir.
It was some good work, I think, that took it a long way. So, is there any other discussion? Please call the roll.
Representative Kenemer?
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer?
Aye.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Whitener?
Excuse.
Excuse.
Representative Bueller?
Yes.
Representative Kim?
Aye.
Vice Chair Eaton?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Nose?
Yes.
And Chair Greenlee?
Yes. Motion carries. 4030 is on its way to Ways and Means. We'll give Representative Hayden his offer. The revenue testing on one of his bills, and we'll get him back in a bit, I think. Close the work session on 4030 and open a work session on House Bill 4124. Madam Administrator, what do we have?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we had a work session on House Bill 4124 on Monday the 8th. We adopted the -1 amendment and the -4 amendment at that time. You'll recall this bill requires OHA to disclose prescription monitoring information to practitioner or pharmacist or member of a practitioner or pharmacist staff for use in certain health information technology systems. The -1 had across the board support. The bill also permits the pharmacies and certain healthcare professionals to prescribe and a pharmacist to distribute unit of use packages of naloxone. This, too, has to go to Ways and Means. It has a fiscal impact. We're able to reduce it a little bit, but it still requires further analysis. We do have that paperwork, and we have permission to refer the bill to Ways and Means, Mr. Chair.
John, do you have a comment on this?
Yeah, I appreciate the broad level of support for this bill. I think it will have significant impact. I'm disappointed to see the fiscal just focusing on the cost and not on the savings, which will be substantial. And what I mean by that, if you just save one or two people from having an overdose admission to the ICU, it will take care of the fiscal, which is $98,000. I just don't understand how it can be such a short-sighted fiscal analysis of this bill, and hopefully we'll get that changed as it's been given more analysis. So.
Is there any other discussion on the bill? Please call the roll. Oh, we have a motion, don't we?
I don't think we made a motion.
All right, well.
No.
Sorry. Give me a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move
House. Ahead here.
I'd like to move House Bill 4124 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Nose moves House Bill 4124 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Please take call the roll.
Representative Lively?
Aye.
Representative Whitener?
Excuse.
Representative Bueller?
Yes.
Representative Clem?
Aye.
Representative Kinnear?
Aye.
Representative Kinnegar?
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden?
Excuse.
Vice Chair Nose?
Yes.
And Chair Green?
Aye. Motion carries. House Bill 4124 is on its way to the floor. It's on its way to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Close the work session on House Bill 4124. Open a work session on House Bill 4141. Madam Administrator?
Mr. Chair, this is Representative Hayden's bill. Do you want to stand at ease until it comes back, or do you want to go forward with it?
There is some controversy on
it. No, he said he was totally fine with it.
Everybody's fine. Everybody's fine with
it. It's worked out, I think.
Well, I was thinking that we could vote on this, and then I could have a motion to suspend the rules to let Representative Hayden vote on three bills.
Oh, absolutely.
And then everybody else could go, and I could wait for him to come back. Is that?
He'd lose quorum.
Yeah. That would be gracious.
I got to go to revenue.
Well, he'd lose quorum.
No, but as long as we vote to suspend the rules, all he's doing is accepting his vote.
I would have to call it. That's a new one for
you
me, Mr. Chair.
I like that individual.
That is a new one for me.
If you're sitting here with no quorum, I don't think you could take a vote.
Because
really? We'll have a...
I don't know. Let's try it.
No, as long as there's a quorum.
Chaos.
And how many years have you been here? 12?
I would like to say, I think our rules specify that you can only
once you lose
public
quorum,
testimony with just
you.
But we're not voting. You don't need a quorum if you're not voting.
But they want to record his vote after he walks in the door.
For the purposes of receiving public testimony, it can be just you with the dais.
I'm game.
I'm game.
Well, I think I may be pushing the rules.
Yes.
You are.
Let's push him a little bit, Mr. Chair. Why not?
Feisty.
Well, but he left to indicate he was
boring around here.
I mean, didn't he?
This is not a controversial
This
bill.
Is not a controversial
let's,
bill.
Let's move it.
Let's move this bill, and if I can keep five of you here, four of you, three of you here plus me, to wait for Hayden to come back, we might have voted on all the bill.
That's a good idea.
So let's have a motion on.
Well, stay here, Pat.
I'll just refresh everybody's memory, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, please, and the dash ones.
Yes. Mm-hmm. House Bill 4141 authorized Oregon Health Authority to change the size of a geographic area served by a CCO under specified conditions, declares an emergency effective on passage. The Dash 1 amendments repeals and has a sunset or repeal date of December 31, 2018. So basically,
there was the feeling that amendment came about because there was the feeling that the measure the way it was written. Evergreens all the CCOs that they can't essentially nobody can change the geographic terms, so we wanted to make sure that it was understood it was only during the first 5-year contract period, so we sunset the bill at the end of the 5-year contract period. That seems to again make OHA at least comfortable with it. Did we lose Kenny Gare?
Well, she's scouting for Representative Hayden, I think.
We're going in the wrong direction.
No, come on, we got to pass this.
Make the motion.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I would like to move that the committee adopt the Dash 1 amendments dated February 9, 2016, to House Bill 4141.
Representative Noakes, whatever his name is, moves that we add the Dash 1 amendments dated 2-9-16. The House Bill 4141. Is there any discussion on the motion? Is there any objection?
Nah.
So how about a motion on the bill?
Okay, how about
you
it?
You keep insisting there be right, a motion.
All right, so I'll go really slow. Maybe Cedric can get here. Mr. Chair. No. Okay. I would like to move House Bill 4141 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, as amended.
Representative Noakes moves. House Bill 4141 is amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on the motion? Would you please call the roll?
Representative Buehler.
Yes.
Representative Klemm.
Aye.
Representative Kinnemer.
Aye.
Representative Kenny Geyer.
Aye.
Representative Whiteley.
Aye.
Representative Whitener.
Excuse.
Vice Chair Noakes.
Aye.
Vice Chair Hayden.
Excuse.
And Chair Greenlee.
Aye. Motion carries. Representative Hayden will carry it on the floor. I'll close the work session on House Bill 4141. Stand at ease and ask enough. Green man, blue man. Please come back to order. Can I have a motion to suspend the rules to allow Representative Hayden to vote on the three bills?
Representative Kinnegar, you want to make a motion to suspend rules?
Chair, I make a motion to suspend the rules so that Representative Hayden can vote on House Bill, I believe it's 4030, 4124, and 4141.
That's correct. Is there any objection to the motion? Hearing none, so moved. Representative Hayden?
I vote aye on. Aye.
Did I have to open a work session?
Does he get three votes?
No, you suspended the rules.
Okay, on the rules.
Closer. Okay.
No meeting on Friday, guys.
Woo! Woo!
I think it would be. Boy, Representative Kenny Geyer, did you hear that?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
No meeting on Friday.
Yes, thank you.
And does that mean I have to contribute for the party at the end?
I never said that.
We are adjourned.
Let's hope we don't.